draw per calf.
Okay. Let's see. Riding animals are called
horses.
Okay. And a female you'd call
a mare.
Okay. But male or female, it's still
a mare.
Okay. But male or female, it'd still be
a horse.
Okay. What would you call a male horse?
I don't know.
Okay. You mentioned a stud earlier with...
Well, a stud is a horse, too. It could go for a male.
Is that... Would that mm-hmm. be a male horse?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that polite, again?
It's polite to say that.
Okay. You might say... sitting in my place. You might say, everybody around here likes to what horses?
Ride horses.
Okay. And last year, he what? His horse every morning?
He rode his horse every morning.
Okay. And he had, what, it every day for a year?
He fed his horse and rode it every day for a year, right?
Okay. Say he had, what, it every day? Just take that sentence like that and fill it in. And you're going to use ride, you'd say he had...
He had ride the horse every day.
Okay, okay.
Keep it in training.
Yeah, okay. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell
off of the horse.
Okay. Say a little child went to sleep in bed and he found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, gosh, I must have
fallen off the bed.
Okay. And those things that you put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road?
And they're horseshoes.
Okay. What do you call the game that you play with those?
Horseshoe games. Yeah, horseshoes.
Okay, okay. Can you describe for me how to play it?
You put a pole in the ground, like a peg, and you get so far away, and you try to throw the horseshoes completely around them. And every time you put one around, you score so many points. And then the other guy, he throws them back, towards you to make his points.
Okay, okay. the parts of a horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called?
Horseshoes.
Oh, the parts of his feet.
Oh, hoofs.
Okay, and just one would be a?
Horseshoe.
I mean, the part of his foot.
Oh, it would be a hoof.
Okay. What would you call a male sheep?
No, I don't know.
Okay, you're going to love these. I got a whole list of these.
I don't know that.
For a non-farm person. Okay, what would you call a female sheep?
I don't know that either.
Okay. I apologize, but I have to ask you. What do you raise sheep for, anyway?
For wool.
Okay, okay.
For meat.
Let's see. We talked about hogs earlier, and what would you call a male hog?
Sow.
Okay, okay. If you had a hog, so you had a pig, you know, that you didn't want to grow up to be used for breeding, what would you have to have done to him, a male pig?
Circumcising.
Okay, okay. And if you had one that had been done to, what would you call him then?
Just an ordinary pig.
Okay.
Because you would usually have him just to eat.
Yeah. Okay. what do you call those real stiff hairs that are on a boar's or a pig's back?
Gristles.
Okay. And, you know those big teeth that hog has, what do you call them?
I know, wait a minute. Because I saw one last Sunday. What did she call him? A wall pig.
Uh-huh.
They have fangs, like, coming out.
Yeah.
She called him a wall boar.
Uh-huh. Okay. When you got one of these wall boars, would you ever call them anything besides fangs?